You know, I tell you what, it's getting bad on the weekends. You know, I used to look forward to the weekends and all that. And nowadays, Joe, it's one of those things. Joe Bailey's in here. I was talking to Joe about that. It's just one of those things. You don't look forward to the weekends anymore because my wife is learning to cook. And you know what I mean?
I thought you were going to say, like, my wife, they start on Monday preparing a list of Saturday things to do.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. You know, it's like...
Man. Yeah, did you get outside? Did you get that? You know that little piece of wood that was hanging down on the side of the fence there?
You know, oh, please. Man, come on.
Please.
It's not even our fence. But, you know, she's learning to cook. And Joe, you know what she said to me the other night?
What did she say?
She made dinner, right? She looks at me and she goes, my two best dishes is meatloaf and potato soup.
Uh-huh.
And I said, which one's this?
Oh, my God.
Meatloaf?
Yeah.
You could, oh, man.
Well, you know, that's, you know, she's... She
must have been pretty rough if you could
tell
the
difference. I'm serious. I'll tell you, you know, she can't cook, okay? That's the big problem. She can't.
You've been saying that for a while.
Yeah.
I think everybody in the... North Florida knows your wife can't cook.
Yeah, I think so. And I bought her a cookbook, right?
Uh-huh.
Found out she can't read either.
Oh, shut up, Bill. Well, you're getting in trouble now.
No. The other morning, see, now the thing is, on the weekends, she gets up in the morning to make me breakfast.
Uh-huh.
So now I have to do this
in
the morning.
That's nice of her.
She doesn't get up early enough for me on the weekdays, but on Saturday and Sunday, you know.
Hey,
right?
That's a sound like a good wife to me. That,
yeah, now you would think.
Uh-huh.
You would think that would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got up the other morning.
Uh-huh.
She's going to make me French toast.
Yeah.
I love French toast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she burned her tongue in the toaster.
Bellboy!
Oh, boy.
I don't know. You know, she's going to French. I don't know. It's.
Oh, my.
Oh, she burned the orange juice. Oh. I don't want to say anything. I've got to go to the dentist. Ooh. I mean, you know, I chipped my tooth on her gravy the other night. I don't know. It's.
Wow.
Just one of those things. I came in the house the other day. You know, like I got home. Mm-hmm. She was cooking dinner. Smoke alarm's going off. I said, what are you cooking, hon? And she goes, bread. You know, she cooked bread. I'm talking about a loaf of sunbeam bread.
Oh, God.
The one that's already cooked.
Yeah, she had the... And I said, you know, you should take it out of the cellophane. But, hey, you know, one of those things.
Oh, boy.
That's the hotline.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'll bet she's listening.
Uh-oh.
Wait. Let me see. Hello? Hey. What?
Uh-huh.
The other day, hold on. Uh-huh. It's my wife.
Cut that little dissertation short.
Honey, let me call you back. We're in the middle of a newscast. We're on the radio right now.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'll call you back. All right, bye-bye.
Did she hear you?
Oh, no, she didn't hear me.
Oh, boy.
She said, I'll hold.